And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. We start in Maine, where the highest court in the state has ruled that a father can keep his daughter out of her mother's church. The dispute centers on a 13-year-old girl in Calvary Chapel, Greater Portland, where her mother is a member. A district judge handed the father sole authority over whether the girl attends that specific church while leaving decisions about every other religious organization to both parents together. The state Supreme Judicial Court agreed unanimously, saying the order was about harm to the child rather than disapproval of Christian belief. It pointed to one service where the pastor prayed over the custody fight by name and cast the father as an enemy out to persecute his daughter's faith. Liberty Counsel, representing the mother, argues that no judge has any business grading which Bible teachings are psychologically harmful, and that is the question now headed to Washington. The fight over who controls what you're allowed to hear is playing out on a much bigger scale online. X says its safety team uncovered a bot farm of roughly 200,000 inauthentic Chinese accounts, and inside that network, about 200 of them were working one very specific angle, convincing Americans that AI data centers are driving up household electric bills and straining the power grid. Some of the posts were AI-generated cartoons showing data center operators as greedy pigs getting rich off ordinary taxpayers. A study this year from the Institute for Energy Research looked at all 50 states and found no statistical link between data centers and higher electricity prices. And plenty of the opposition to these projects is homegrown and sincere. You don't have to invent an American grievance if you can find one and turn the volume up on it. And foreign bots aren't the only voices online that aren't what they appear to be. A New York Times investigation published recently found political campaigns paying social media influencers to promote candidates, usually without telling viewers that a dime changed hands. One left-wing commentator with nearly 100,000 followers took money from at least seven candidates or their affiliated groups this cycle, and in February, he told his audience that a billionaire running for governor of California wasn't the progressive that he claimed to be. In May, that campaign paid him $21,500, and he decided the man was the strongest progressive in the race. Katie Porter's campaign paid 12 influencers a combined $139,500, including $25,000 for a single post that got deleted once the Times started asking questions. No federal law requires any of this to be disclosed, but the FTC will make you disclose a paid endorsement for skin cream, but not for a governor. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.